The you of yesterday. Learning from our mistakes. Picking yourself up from defeat. Loving and being loved. Tears and smiles. Our experiences of joy and pain in our past contribute to who we are today. From the time of infancy, our subconscious mind has recorded the affections, emotions, pains, and joys of childhood. Perhaps as a little child you were told that you weren't good enough, or that you should be more like your brother or sister or even the neighbor's child. No doubt these comments, whether intentional or not, hurt, particularly if coming from your parents. An indelible scar is left. Attempting in vain to please. Looking for control. Fearing abandonment. Seeking approval. All of these ways of dealing with people, with the world around us, creates a battle in our hearts and in our minds. Three of the most common ways we perpetuate a vicious cycle of inner chaos are looking to others for validation, expecting that others will act as we desire, and trying to be something we're not. The inner chaos results in a constant repetition of, if only I had more money, if only I were prettier, thinner, happier. On and on it goes. There is never enough. The roots of this dissatisfaction can be found in your past. While we cannot rewrite the past, we can change how we deal with our inner demons, fears, and insecurities related to past experiences. The choice is yours. The rewards can be innumerable if, on your path to finding peace of mind, you truthfully look into your past with forgiveness and confidence, knowing that you can wrap up your worries and, if onlys, in a little private gift box addressed to you alone. You can then place this imaginary gift box on a shelf in the far corner of your mind, barely visible, in no way interfering with who you are today and what you will become tomorrow. It's time to put your past behind you.